Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, on October 7th, the church celebrated the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And this feast was instituted in the year 1571 by Pope St. Pius V, and it was originally called Our Lady of Victory, in thanksgiving for the great naval victory of the Christian forces over the Ottoman Turks at the Battle of Lepanto. And before the battle, the Pope had asked Christians all over Europe to pray the Rosary for victory. It may seem strange to ask Mary, the gentle and loving mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, to pray for victory in battle. And yet, on deeper reflection, it is very appropriate that those who are going into combat, military or spiritual, should seek the protection of Our Lady. Mary is, in our Christian understanding, the new Eve, to whom God made the promise that she would crush the head of the ancient enemy, the serpent, under her foot. By her obedience to the will of God, Mary reversed the ancient curse of original sin and gave birth to the Savior of humanity. And throughout her life, she showed exemplary courage in the face of suffering and death. So Our Lady was, in her life on earth, no stranger to combat, and now she intercedes for us at the right hand of her Son in heaven. And throughout history, as Pope Leo XIII, who had a special devotion to Our Lady of the Rosary, said, it has always been the habit of Christians in dangerous and troublous times to fly for refuge to Mary. This devotion, so great and so confident, to the August Queen of Heaven has never shone forth with such brilliancy as when the militant Church of God has seemed to be endangered by the violence of heresy, or by an intolerable moral corruption, or by the attacks of powerful enemies. It is perhaps no coincidence that the victory at Lepanto occurred within a few days of the Byzantine feast of the protection of the Mother of God, which celebrated the appearance of Mary at Constantinople in the 10th century, at a time when the city was threatened by a barbarian invasion. A group of people was keeping vigil at the Church of the Blachernae, where some relics of Mary were kept. Suddenly, Our Lady appeared. She approached the center of the church, knelt down, and remained in prayer for a long time. Her face was drowned in tears. Then she took off her veil and spread it over the people as a sign of her protection. And after her appearance, the barbarians were repulsed and the city was saved. In the Byzantine liturgy, her protection is commemorated in a beautiful hymn. Today the faithful celebrate the feast with joy, illumined by your coming, O Mother of God. Beholding your pure image, we fervently cry to you, encompass us beneath the precious veil of your protection. Deliver us from every form of evil by entreating Christ, your Son and our God, that he may save our souls. Today the Virgin stands in the midst of a church, and with choirs of saints, she invisibly prays to God for us. Angels and bishops worship, apostles and prophets rejoice together, since for our sake she prays to the pre-eternal God. Well, in the Western Church, the protection of Our Lady has often been invoked through the recitation of the Rosary. The Rosary as a prayer, with its 15 decades, traces its origin back to the early monks who used to recite all 150 of the Psalms each day. But it was given its present form and its popularity by Saint Dominic in the early 13th century. Dominic was looking for a form of prayer which would help him in his struggle against the Albigensian heretics who thought that all matter was evil. And so he joined the contemplation of the mysteries of the life of our Lord with the angel's salutation to Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. It is said that Dominic prayed the Rosary before the Catholic victory over the Albigensians at the Battle of Muret on September the 12th. 1213. And on that same day, the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, in the year 1683, the Christian forces of the Holy Roman Empire under the command of King John Sobieski of Poland, defeated the Ottoman Turks in the Battle of Vienna. And then, 45 years later, on August 5th, 1719, the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows, the army of the Holy Roman Empire, now commanded by Prince Eugene of Savoy, again defeated the Turks at the Battle of Petrovaradin in Serbia. Just as Mary was the protection for Christians in danger in the past, so today she is always ready to help us with her powerful intercession. Again, Pope Leo XIII said, "The more you have at heart the honor of Mary and the welfare of human society, the more diligently apply yourselves to nourish the piety of the people toward the Great Virgin and to increase their confidence in her. We believe it to be part of the designs of Providence that, in these times of trial for the Church, the ancient devotion to the August Virgin should live and flourish amid the greatest part of the Christian world. May now the Christian nations seek the protection of Mary with an ardor growing greater day by day. Let them cling more and more to the practice of the Rosary, to that devotion which our ancestors were in the habit of practicing, not only as an ever-ready remedy for their misfortunes, but as a badge of Christian piety. The heavenly patroness of the human race will receive with joy these prayers and supplications, and will easily obtain that the good shall grow in virtue, and that the erring should return to salvation and repent, and that God, who is the avenger of crime, moved to mercy and pity, may deliver Christendom and civil society from all dangers and restore to them the peace they so much desire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.